Hello.
Oh, hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. That
All right.
my phone didn't work. Sorry about that.
No, you know what? Every time I do this, I learn something. So I don't know what people are using. I don't know whether it's a phone, a computer, carrier pigeon, whatever device, a fax machine. I don't know what's going on. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I'm open to all that, but I want to make it easy for you guys. Make it like one-stop shopping.
Yeah, I always used my cell phone. I don't know what happened. Maybe because
Okay.
it's Monday. Who knows?
Probably exactly that. Probably exactly that. It's Monday. All right. Well, obviously, I had to make sure that I had the absolute perfect person to be talking to about all the amazing topics we're going to cover today. So from music business stuff to TIFF stuff, because obviously you are obviously you are or were the official concierge.
Concierge, yeah, not this year because there's
Not
no
this year.
celebrities
Well,
in
doesn't
town.
matter. To me, you still are, as far as I'm concerned, the title goes on because no one else can do it this year.
Nope,
So
there's an asterisk, just
exactly.
like
You
in the
you
professional sports, right?
well, exactly. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to still refer to you. You can correct me or that person if you want. I don't care. So because you're in the know, obviously, again, I wanted to talk to you about that. And obviously I wanted to again, sort of get your insight on how you've been, again, just an absolute rock star in terms of what you've been able to do for all the amazing people you've helped move over the years, whether it's a school teacher or rock star castle. I don't think you have a specific you've helped everybody on all levels, so I know you probably got some really good tips for people. So I wanted to start today with the discussion that we've kind of been having on the side about the future of live music, because I thought this would be the best topic to ask someone who is so much part of the behind the scenes. Like, you're not on the stage, even though maybe you wanted to be one day. But you're there, like you're behind the scenes. You know what the rumbling is. So I wanted to get your take on that, of course, because you and your loved one know everything about this stuff. I kind of wanted to get your insight and see what what you guys think is happening, what's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy that it's been just over 6 months since the entire music industry has shut down, and nothing has ever taken has shut down the music industry before like this. Now, 9/11 did, but they only stopped for a week and then they kept on going. And it's crazy to think that, an industry, music, a field that brings us all together is now the field that is pretty much one of the only ones that isn't allowed to start back up again and let us connect, which is crazy. Everything else has kind of started. Films have started. Theater has not, but there are rumblings that they are going to try to do some smaller productions here and there. I know the comedy industry has started, sports has started. So like the live production, live concert industry is the only one that still is sitting and waiting, which is really sad
Which
to
is again just so weird to me, because as much as I'm not, and I've said this to everybody I've known over the years, I may have said it to you, but I mean, I grew up playing all the sports, but I've never watched sports. It's a very weird situation. I love playing hockey, never watched it. So I can't even understand watching baseball games myself or basketball games and knowing there's no one there. I could probably get my head around the idea of watching a concert because I do this, and it's the reason we got the big screen TV. So I could watch The Who live from 1972 anytime I want and just sort of distract myself. So the fact that they're not coming up with ideas that like a live sports event that you watch, and I know it can't be the big crowd, but they can basically have you know, some version of that experience, just to sort of, I guess, tide us over. But not like, it doesn't appear any of that stuff is going on. It's
no.
Just like, it's like literally, like you said, it's like a complete shutdown.
Yeah, so the concert industry, unlike the sports industry, the sports industry is kind of driven by ad revenue, whereas the
right.
concert industry is driven by concert sales and,
yeah.
and tickets and merch sales.
Right.
So the sporting events can go on because they can still sell television ads. How
yeah.
many television ads can you sell? You know, once somebody watches a show, they're going to have watched it. You can't kind of replay it over and over again like you would in every single live city.
Mm.
So the rumors that I hear have been that as soon as the football stadiums that are testing out the crowds are good to go with, you know, people being clear from COVID and
mm-hmm.
not having to shut down the NFL, then the concerts are actually going to start trying to do stadiums and let kind of a third amount of the crowds in.
Oh, okay.
Now, that being said, it's hard for them to be in a place and, you know, set up and pay the crew and pay everybody and only sell and pay for the rig that fills a huge stadium and only
yeah.
sell like an arena size amount of tickets. So they would have to stay in a city 2, 3, maybe 4 days. And it would kind of be like mini, mini Vegas deals, mini,
oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, the residencies,
so,
right?
Mini residencies,
yeah,
yes.
I love those ideas. I mm-hmm. love residencies as a way to do things. I know Billy Joel's done one like that in New York. I mean, obviously, Massey Hall, we've got it here. I think I had a dream once that Rush was going to do that.
Oh, nice.
And terribly, it never happened. But I think some bands could probably, you know, pull it off even bigger than they might, you know.
Exactly.
Bigger than they might think because of, weirdos like me who would love to see a band 3 times
mm-hmm.
In a week if I had the chance. Yeah,
for sure. I think a lot of people would. And if you
yeah.
couldn't, if they're only selling, you know, a third of the tickets, at least they can give the opportunity for more people to see it in a city for that long. And then they would cut down on travel and all of that. So that's the rumor. The rumor also is that 2021, they're going whether COVID's happening or not.
Okay.
I know a lot of the big rock and roll bands are like, screw it, we're going, we're booking, we're going. So,
yeah.
They may also go to countries that are kind of on really good lockdown and are almost COVID free, such as, well, I know New Zealand and Australia have gone back on lockdown, but,
mm-hmm.
If they can clear it, then they may go to Australia and just live there for 2 months and travel, you know, quarantine, of course, and then travel
around. Yeah.
Thing that may be happening in 2021. But yeah,
yeah,
still up in the air. I also know that I heard on the radio the other day that they were getting really excited to announce more car concerts. So that is something that's happening. I know the OLG stage here in Toronto are offering a few car concerts. And, you know, that could be a good system to see some of your favorite kind of smaller bands. But I don't see bigger bands, you know, U2 or Guns N' Roses or the Stones filling up
yeah.
a parking lot, you know.
Well, I imagined, actually, weirdly enough, when this all started, I imagined, like, if we were seeing the Stones, because
mm-hmm.
remember
mm-hmm.
when?
mm-hmm.
Remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
That might be the last big live show ever.
Yeah.
Like, to that nature. But in that field, I mean, of course, it wouldn't be nearly the same, but I think they could probably do a pretty good job of just jamming cars right up to the stage,
mm-hmm.
Again, which will just look so weird, but still, I guess that's an alternative. So I guess we'll have to sort
yeah.
of wait and see and see what the next level is. Maybe it might even be, what's that thing where you can beam... beam someone like Star Trek.
Yeah, like they did with Whitney Houston, the holograms.
Yes, yeah, yeah, the hologram tours. Obviously, the hologram tours that you can do to your house, because
yeah.
obviously, the the venue is the big issue, not the artist. So
exactly.
Wow. Yeah. So okay. So that's again, that's good to hear, because again, obviously that you know that they're going to head out hell or high water.
Yeah.
And I guess it may, you know, COVID-19 may not be the worst disease anybody ever caught at the backstage of a concert.
It's true. So the back of a tour bus has a lot more germs.
Yeah, exactly. You're probably right. Who knows? Who knows if you can compare the two, and how dangerous it's been all these years, anyways. For you guys on those tours. Okay, so now let's move on to something more local, because it's obviously here. And maybe if you can explain to people